Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to an exciting and informative edition of Veterans Connect Radio. Today's episode number 8. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host today, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at VetConnectRadio. We like to also use the hashtag VetsConnect. So if you're on Twitter and you want to communicate with us, that's a great way to do it. And check us out on Facebook as well, Veterans Connect Radio. We'll be taking some pictures of our all-star in-studio guest here today, and we'll post them up later for you to share and continue to interact with us there. And so like I said, we have an all-star panel in-studio here today. Prime example of why Atlanta is a success, and we continue to work hard to support veterans. Let's go around the table and say hello this morning. So first, start with you, Lloyd Knight. How are you, sir?
Great. Thanks for having me again, Ryan.
Yeah, my pleasure. And you are with UPS, but also founder of an organization called Vetlanta.
Yeah, correct. I've been with UPS for 9 years. I had a great transition. I left the Air Force, retired from the Air Force on a Friday and started with UPS on a Monday. So at UPS, I'm the director of government, aerospace, and project cargo. And I don't move envelopes. I move big things, MRAPs, MATVs, and pallets. And also, John and I are the chairs of Vetlanta, a collaboration of veteran groups around Atlanta, trying to make Atlanta the number one destination for veterans.
I think we're on that road to that and much, much more. So as you mentioned, John Phillips, returning guest, also former lieutenant colonel in the Army, also a creator of Boots to Loafers, the book, the movement, the organization that everyone is so enthralled by, and most recently with Vetlanta as well. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
And I invited you along to kind of guest co-host with me this episode, as our normal co-host, Brandon Skolnick, is out on rotation out there at Fort Knox, helping the young privates square them, get squared away.
So,
but yeah, Vetlanta, Boots to Loafers, what's new with you?
Well, it's interesting. Today, we just had a news release with the collaboration between Boots to Loafers, Georgia Tech, and the Georgia State Economic Development folks. We have jointly put together a new program called VET Squared 101, which is an online military transition training program through Georgia Tech Professional Education.
Nice.
The significance is for soldiers at Fort Benning and Fort Stewart, the program is free. All they have to do is go out to Georgia Tech and register, go through the registration process, and they take this online transition training program, which is based on the book Boots to Loafers that I did, and it'll help them get well on their way in transitioning out of the military and into the private sector.
That's great. So if listeners want to get involved right away, how would they do so?
Well, I'd tell them, go to my website, www.bootstoloafers.com, and it'll hit the links out there, and it'll take you to the right place to get signed up.
Very good. All right. Well, stick with us, John, as we also introduce a returning guest to the studio, Forrest Woodland. How are you doing, Forrest?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you're with J-Dog Junk Removing and Hauling, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's right. But you were in the Army for a while. What was your job in the Army?
I was a 19 kilo, a tank armor.
Tank armor. I'm sorry to hear that. but now you're out there driving a big truck and hauling junk for people. And how's business these days?
Business is doing very well.
Yeah. So no short of junk out there, right?
Oh, no shortage.
That's good. Well, we're going to talk to you in detail about, you know, why you decided to go with J-Dog, about Atlanta, about some other things veterans can do, some lessons you've learned along the way, you know, in finding that next path in life, whether it be, you know, getting into a franchise or starting their own business. But let's also introduce here today the rock star of the show, Roger Rowley. For 24 years as a command sergeant major in the United States Army, and now is with an organization called 4Block. How you doing, Roger?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Pretty good. I feel like I should stand at parade rest when talking to you.
Oh, no. It's all right. I was armor cavalry, so.
That's okay. Yeah. And when did you get out of the military?
I retired in 98, got out and went into corporate America for about 17 years, had enough of that. Anyway, I left that and just got out and started helping veterans.
17 years in corporate America. That's a lot like John over here at Coca-Cola. 17 years,
17
right?
17 years. Yeah.
Right? Do you guys know each other before today?
Yes.
From Vetlanta. Yeah.
From Vetlanta. So you're familiar with Vetlanta.
Absolutely.
And also, but really doing good things with 4Block. Now, tell our listeners a little bit about 4Block.
Okay. 4Block is a basically started in 2012, currently in Seattle, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C. Just started up Atlanta. But what our forte is we take veterans in the university system and put them through a syllabus in transition, teaching them the basic skills of how to transition from interviewing to resume writing. But the key to the whole thing is networking them. We meet at corporate headquarters throughout Atlanta, and we have the veterans from those organizations there, as many as we can. And the theme of this whole thing is teach them how to do it, but teach them how to network. Mm-hmm. And we do not place anybody. We simply want them to be able to build their network to a point to where they have placement.
And networking is not an easy skill to learn. It's something you've got to do. And sometimes along the way, it's not enjoyable. But I heard recently that most jobs, almost 80% of jobs, are never really listed online, that they're mostly found through networking.
Absolutely.
Through individuals. So that's really what it comes down, teaching the veteran how to network so they can find that next career path.
Absolutely. That's our what we do.
So what are some of the common mistakes people make when it comes to networking?
Assuming that somebody may already know them, the biggest part I find with the veteran is you'll never believe it, they're bashful. They
really?
Simply, you got to get them outside of their comfort zone. I usually end up with the guys kicking them in their hiney and the gals pushing them from the back. But just to get them to talk with people, to understand they have a good set of manners. They have the discipline necessary to do it. Just get out and do it.
Yeah, we need to have a networking boot camp. Where, you know, we put these guys through some basic training of networking, the do's and the don'ts. Because you're right, these are some hard skills, some soft skills. But most of all, you just got to be tenacious at it. And don't let your bashfulness or your lack of self-confidence keep you from getting out there and introducing yourself to others.
Yeah, this our initial class in Atlanta, it was very surprising to see how they grew from week one, our 12-week program, from the first week to the last week. Our last week, we had a number of corporate America, representatives up there, Lloyd being one. They weren't afraid anymore. They'll walk up to anybody and say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I do," or "This is where I was, this is where I am, and this is where I'm going," and away they go.
But, you know, 4Block is providing those really good fundamental services to veterans, the resume writing, the networking, to getting out there. But there's a lot of other players in this space, too. What makes you different, or what separates 4Block from the others?
Well, it's actually a very narrow space. I don't know of anybody
really?
That's doing it with the actual veteran that's in the university system. There may be. Basically, you know, we're a foundation, and we bring the veteran in absolutely free to them. Put them through this course. It's sponsored by PricewaterhouseCooper, UPS, Coca-Cola, a number of them out there that assist us through this. And there does not seem to be anybody else playing in this field with that group of veterans.
Okay, so while they're already actively in school.
That's
right, because there are the resume helpers, there's, you know, job coaches and career coaches out there that are helping veterans, but your particular niche is those ones who are studying and then looking to, go into the corporate track after that.
Absolutely.
Very good. So how are you getting the word out?
What's interesting is we have a high, there's two things that helped me get Atlanta going, and we're real excited. The most any city ever had starting was 12 students. We had 28. And I lend it to two different things here. First is there is a number of retired general officers here in Atlanta. They didn't come to Atlanta to be part of the governmental system or be part of the contracting system. They came here to be CEOs, business owners, and most are alumni here within the university system. Because of my rank, it's easy for me to work with the general officer and say, "Hey, General Keene, this is what I need and stuff." And they take a look at it and say, "Okay, you got it." Turn around and they'll say, "This is, you know, help the Sergeant Major out in a way." I'll go into that. the second thing is when I connect with a student, is the rank of Sergeant Major or First Sergeant always was a person that helped. Mm-hmm. So these young people always kind of gravitate towards, this guy will probably help me, and then just win their trust over and go and make it happen. So
So having that rank outside of the service really helps as well, too.
Yes. You know, and it doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people except for veterans that understood what we were supposed to do as senior non-coms.
So from Fort Block as a whole and also here locally in Atlanta, what do you need more of? Do you need more awareness for the veterans? Are you looking for more donations? What can we do to help?
Well, I'm looking for more donations, of course. I need to bring on another full-time person to be able to assist with doing this, somebody that's good on the platform, that type of person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at him raise his eyes over there.
And I didn't bring my resume.
You don't need it. Yeah. but by the way, are you free for a couple terms? Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah. But yeah. But no, we're looking for more in that direction. Student-wise, there will not be a problem in Atlanta. We have a heavy student population here. To give you an example, Kennesaw State University has approximately 3,700 veterans. It appears working with a guy by the name of Mark Heister, another retired CSM at Georgia State here, he has somewhere in the neighborhood of just shy of 4,000.
At Georgia State, there's 4,000 veterans. At Kennesaw State, there's 3,700.
Right.
And you know, got to be many more than that. Do we have any idea of how many total veterans are in the Atlanta community?
We see varied numbers somewhere between the 11,000 and 13,000 in various different, between technical schools, the four-year universities and that. The one number that stands out there is within the technical universities here in Atlanta, the two-year schools, there's 9,900 of them out there right now, veterans.
In the technical schools?
In the technical schools.
Right.
No, the students won't be a problem. It's just bringing on people, you know, more companies out there that will pay up to help us bring on more full-time, you know, folks to help teach these veterans.
Can you give us an example of a recent veteran that you were able to help and kind of walk us through their journey?
Sure. Got a young man that about the group we have. I have everywhere from culinary students to nuclear engineers.
Oh, good.
The two nuclear engineers will shock you. They were staff sergeant rangers carrying a 3.97 grade average.
Former grunts out there.
Yeah, we're grunts out there.
Killing it in the nuclear engineering. I can't believe it.
Be afraid.
One of them is right now doing his internship on Capitol Hill with the Nuclear Policy Commission there. Have the young man who is the culinary student. How am I going to help this guy? And I was introduced to a lady who owns the organization called Highland Bakeries, Stacy Ames, great gal. And she brought this young man on as an intern. He's been promoted twice and will probably end up owning one of her franchises. And there's a number of others. They're just, you know, I've got a lady that's working with the Cobb County DA now. Guy that's with Coca-Cola now and Mr. Ponytail. Anyway.
And you were able to help them with their resume, their networking, and just position themselves better on top of their already academic success and their military success to get that job that they're searching for.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. And so as you continue to grow, you're looking for more help over there and somebody to be a full-time assistant and looking to get the word out to more veterans, but then also looking for donations from the corporate side of things as well.
You know, what we really look for in the corporate side is somebody that will come on board as a sponsor. This being somebody who commits for a five-year period of time. That way we can bring on somebody full-time and they know there's some stability within 5 years of their life. They know they've got something going on.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for and stuff. Every donation helps, you know, but that's basically what we're looking for now here in Atlanta.
Right. And so helping get the word out, we'd love to, you know, promote 4Block here on the program and help you connect with those veterans to continue to get to serve. Because once you kind of start serving Atlanta, you move on to another area and serve some more veterans and more businesses.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the way to do it and the way to grow. And certainly. So tell our listeners how they can find out more information about 4Block.
4Block is the www.4Block, spell the whole thing out, .org. And, you know, if you're interested in emailing me with any requests, anything you need and stuff, it's ROLEY at 4Block.org.
And Roger Rolley is a retired Command Sergeant Major, Atlanta Program Director. Also a successful businessman along the way. I'm sure that you've got some other stories to tell about your life in corporate America that that could help veterans as well, not just from your personal experience, but being involved in so many different things over the years. And so So we'll look forward to talking with Roger here a little bit more in the program, but let's also turn our attention here now back to Forest Woodland with J-Dog Junk Hauling or Moving. You're from the Atlanta area, right?
That's correct.
Born and raised?
Yeah, I grew up in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. They say you get your thrill in Lawrenceville. Is that true?
I don't know about that.
Maybe back in the day a little
Maybe
bit,
back
right?
Then.
But then you went on and became a 19 kilo in the Army, a couple tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Just Iraq.
And then ultimately got out in what year?
Back in 2015.
So one of the most recent separating from the Army there. And then did you have a plan when you knew you were about to separate, or did you kind of just hope that it would come to you one day?
I had no plan at all.
No plan at all. And as you were transitioning at, you know, they do go through TAPS and all these other programs to kind of give you an idea of what you wanted to do. When did you first realize you wanted to go into business for yourself?
Well, I always kind of wanted to go into business for myself. I just never actually took the leap. When I got out, I ended up going back to mechanic field, working on automobiles. And then I got tired of that and realized why I went into the military to begin with.
Yeah.
And just linked up with J-Dog, and I knew it was a fit from the start.
Didn't you see him on Fox News or something? Is that where you saw it?
Yes, seen him on Fox and Friends.
And then you were just so motivated from that moment, you wanted to call them and say, I got to get involved.
That's right.
And then the rest is history.
Started the ball rolling, and I've been operating since December.
Since December, and do you have any idea of how much junk you removed so far?
Tons.
Yeah. Any cool stuff?
Yeah, I come across some cool things every now and then, some antiques.
Mm-hmm. And so you're pretty happy with the career path you've chosen, being in the entrepreneurial sphere, but buying into a franchise, so you get that support from an existing business model, but you get that liberty and freedom to kind of cultivate your own backyard and grow your own business.
Yes. It's quite nice being able to have corporate back you up and, you know, not be able to be out there on your own.
But it's still up to you to get out there and
beat
the streets.
Oh, yeah. I do all the advertising down here in Georgia and everything. So,
yeah. And so how are you currently getting the word out? You doing a lot of flyers and emails? What are you doing to get the word out?
I'm using Google, Twitter, Facebook. I'm in some local newspapers. Mm-hmm. You know, I put out yard signs.
That works. Yep. And when you go out to remove the junk from people's homes, they really are happy to be working with a veteran.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they tell you that a lot, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. When they see me pull up in the truck, they're like, wow. You know, they're just blown back. Like,
yeah.
It's one thing, I guess, to see it online or to, you know, see a sign. But when we actually pull up there and take care of the job for them, they're very happy.
And you do it with military bearing along the way. You're not just out there giving some willy-nilly customer service. You're doing it, you know, the way you would have done it in the military.
Oh, yeah.
And people, that resonates with people. They love to do business with veterans who uphold a standard like that.
Yes.
Right. And any advice you would give to a veteran out there who was going through that transition that you just experienced a little less than a year ago and helping them find that next career path?
Just keep up the fight. I mean, I know it's tough. I had a hard time when I first got out transitioning. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to keep going and find what works for you.
Yeah. Keep searching. Keep, you know, looking for opportunities. And then now that you found this J-Dog opportunity for you, do you have any plans to expand or grow your territory?
Oh, yes.
And where do you go from here?
I haven't really decided on a location yet, but I am already expanding on a number of trucks and trailers out on the road.
So the junk business is good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's no shortage of it. And certainly just got to get it out of these people's houses. And people are willing to pay a good penny these days to get rid of grandma's old trunk that they've had down in their basement forever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what's in that thing. So, and were there any other resources along the way, either through the Small Business Administration or other veterans, mentors, anybody else who helped you along the way?
I'm still looking for them.
Well, hopefully we can connect you with some folks here at Vetlanta.
Yes.
I know there's lots of experienced business individuals and veterans over there who'd be happy to maybe, you know, give some of their advice and help you with everything. So as you grow the business and as you get the word out and want to get more junk as you're looking for, you're trying to collect these junks. What are some of the challenges along the way that you're experiencing?
Keeping people.
Yeah.
You know, I had a full-time worker, and he worked out great. I had him for about 4 months.
Was he a veteran?
Yes, he was a veteran.
Another veteran.
And that's main thing, that's what I try to do, find veterans to mm-hmm. hire. And
are you looking for part-time help now or full-time help? Right?
Yeah.
So if our listeners wanted to come out there and work for you, how would they find
they could shoot me a message. Mm-hmm. All my information's on jdog.com, or they can find me at Facebook, JDog of Gwinnett.
Mm-hmm. And more likely, it's a good idea if you live in Gwinnett.
Oh, yeah. It'd be more beneficial to them.
Right. And you'd be able to help out a little more over there. And certainly so. JDog.com/Lawrenceville. Is that how they find you?
If they go to the website, they can just put in the zip code for the local area there.
Right. And there's another J-Dog guy out there in the Woodstock area, Jason Meadows, right?
That's correct.
And he's doing good work out there. So don't get him confused with Forrest, who's servicing Gwinnett County. And what is your territory?
My territory is Lawrenceville, but I service most of Gwinnett and some of Barrow County and Hall County.
Oh, you go as far up 985 up that way a little bit as well. So what if someone called you from the south side of Atlanta and they needed help? How would you handle that?
It'd depend on the job, really. I wouldn't go out there for like a single item pickup or something. But if they had like, you know, something major that needed to be done,
you would give a quote.
I consider it.
Right. Is there any things you can't move? Hazardous waste?
We don't touch hazardous waste. Paint, oils, pesticides, things like that. But everything else is everything else is good.
Right. And what about gunpowder and stuff like that?
Sure. I'd take some gunpowder.
I don't know. I'll take it home, right? Sure. But you do have a set of standards. You got to move. You can't move. And some of those have to do with chemicals and other stuff like that.
Yeah, there's regulations on what I can and cannot take.
Right. And what if it's something you can't lift yourself? Something like super heavy, like an old safe. What do you do then?
I ain't found that yet.
No?
I haven't found anything I couldn't move yet.
You'll find a way. Whether it's a forklift or drag it out there with an old rope, you'll figure out a way for sure. So, thank you, Forrest, for taking time out to join us. We certainly encourage our listeners to, you know, stay connected with veterans in your community and use veteran-owned businesses if you have a problem that you need solved. And J-Dog can solve your problem when it comes to junk and removing and hauling. So we'll have your information posted up later on the website. And thank you so much again. And we'll come back to you again in the conversation and get some more information about Atlanta and about J-Dog as well. But let's welcome back to the conversation Lloyd Knight, John Phillips. Both the gentlemen are part of that core group of Vetlanta started. When was this kind of concept born, Lloyd?
So the three years ago in January, right, John?
3 years in January. And did you know John before this?
No.
So how did you two come together?
So, yeah, it's a great story. So the John was one of the used to be with Coca-Cola, recently retired, and is one of the veteran leaders at Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. And he had a young Marine, David Wademaker, that was working for him. And he asked David to contact some of the Fortune 100 companies around Atlanta and let's get them all in a room together and let's talk. Let's find out what each of the companies were doing. Mm-hmm. What do you think, John? 10 of us showed up the first time?
Yeah.
So he likes to kid around that we ordered a pizza.
A six-pack.
And a six-pack of Coke and a six-pack of frosty beverage during the first meeting.
So really what I'm hearing is all started from John and your brainchild that said, let's get some other people together. And that's when you connected with Lloyd and the other core group members there from a simple meeting. Let's just get together and see what we can do to help each other.
Just really wanted to know, I know what we were doing at Coke around Veterans Day and helping veterans. And I really kind of thought through, I'm like, we can't be the only company in Atlanta doing something. What is everybody else doing? Mm-hmm. So David reached out to everybody. I said, look, here's your mission. Go out and make contact.
Right.
And, he did. He went out, made contact with all these companies. We secured the space, mm-hmm. Brought in a bunch of Coke beverages and bags of potato chips and mm-hmm. pizza and stuff. And we gave everybody, I think it was 10 minutes.
We did.
10 minutes to tell us what you're doing for vets. And it was a long night, but it was very informative. And what we found out is we were all doing a lot of the same things, but we didn't know it. So my theory was, here you got all these individual entities out here doing these things. Can you imagine what would happen if we actually came together? There's power in numbers.
Right. One consolidated plan, one group, one team, one fight.
So we had that initial meeting and then we had another meeting and then we had another. And we just continually started this and they actually turned into working sessions. So here you got all these folks out working a full day and then we're meeting at night till in some cases 9-10 o'clock at night with butcher board paper and white chalk. I mean, it was, we were working and we were trying to figure out what do we want to be. And somewhere along the line, J. Walter Thompson, the ad company here in Atlanta, popped in, or I don't know how they got involved, but they did. Do you remember?
So they were just one of the companies we invited. They've done the advertising for the U.S. Marines for 79 years. So very patriotic company. They found out what we were doing, and they threw so much talent our way.
It's incredible.
And they, we've got a great logo. They designed the logo for us, all pro bono. And they've definitely provided some mentorship for us over the last
couple of years. And then you knew it was for real then. Once you got the logo, you're like, look, we can't turn back now.
Oh, this is real. It was incredible how they stepped up. And they actually, they came to the whole group with, this is our proposed mission statement for you all. Here is your vision. Here is the, and we, I mean, these were working sessions at night down at their location in Buckhead. And I mean, and we, it was some very frank and open discussion, but the, you know, the common thread is we're all vets. Mm-hmm. We all had a mission. We all were, have the drive. And it, there was, we had, but once the decision was made, boom, done. Salute the flagpole and move on. And that's exactly what happened. And it's incredible. I was joking with Lloyd because we just had our Q2 summit back in February of this year, and it was hosted by KPMG. And not just like host, I'm talking, they went and rented the space. They provided the food. It was incredible. And I turned to Lloyd and I go, 3 years ago, we were ordering pizza. This summit, we got people walking around with hors d'oeuvres on trays asking if you'd like some shrimp.
Yeah,
I'm like, what happened?
Right. Well, what is it for? Why does KPMG, why does other companies like them step up, like Coca-Cola or UPS, do this? Well, what is important to them?
Well, we have a great message. First of all, we bring the backing of the Fortune 100 companies with us, whether it's Delta, Coke, UPS, Home Depot, Southern Company. You know, that brings us a lot of legitimacy. Yeah, there you go. with us. And and then the second one is we're always very clear. We're about the collaboration. We don't want to raise funds. We don't want to collect funds. We don't want anything to do with the money. And we're there to connect dots. And one of the earliest decisions we made was to expand it beyond the companies. So let's start inviting the colleges out. Mm-hmm. Let's start inviting nonprofits. And then we even had a couple surprises. I mean, one of the earliest surprises was the sergeant major of the Army was retiring, and he showed up at one of our summits, which was incredible. And that was a year ago.
Nice.
And then the government jumped in. And, you know, we had the VA jump in and the Department of Labor jump in. And they normally don't do activities like that.
So we've got DOL from both the state and the federal level that actively participate.
That's great. That's fantastic. So people know that there's value in not only supporting veterans, but helping them further their careers, further their life's mission, whether from a corporate perspective or a nonprofit group or from a government side. It's just a great way to align. You know, we do hear this a lot, and I don't know if it's true or not, but they say charity is the new marketing in this day and age. A lot of businesses are looking to give back for the sheer reason because it helps their business.
Sure.
But giving back to veterans, you're giving back to an entire community of people as well.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Yeah, but also, you know, there's a lot of fraud in charity. So it just in the veteran space, there's over 45,000 veteran affiliated nonprofits across the country. 45,000.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And most of them are doing great things. But there's a lot out there that are purely fraudulent. Yep. And then there are some out there that their heart's in the right spot. And they're passionate about it. But because of multiple reasons, they're ineffective. Mm-hmm. And one thing we do at Atlanta is we have plenty of opportunity that the executive committee meets with the different nonprofits across the Atlanta area. And we vet them out. You know, we go to Charity Navigator. We look at their scores. We look at their Form 990s. We meet with person. John and I, not that you can tell, but we eat a lot of pancakes because the veteran, the five of us in the Vetlanta Executive Committee, we meet once a week in Alpharetta for pancakes.
House of Pancakes?
No, no, we're a little bit more broad than that. So we go to the original Pancake House.
Oh, right. Yeah.
7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. And so that's one of the ways we figure out who's committed. Because if you're committed enough to drive up at 7 or, you know, get there by 7,
yes,
all the way up to Alpharetta and meet with us, we know you're committed.
That's right. So for those who don't know, Vetlanta is a club operated exclusively for veteran social and business networking and community service purposes. Its purpose is to foster collaboration among Atlanta area businesses to support veteran-owned initiatives. So whether that's veteran-owned small business, veteran-owned nonprofit, or a veteran-owned whatever, right? You guys want to help them succeed.
So we do. So we have one of our, we've just moved over to a 7-pillar strategy. And we're, John and I and the rest of the executive committee, been hard at work with that. And one of the things we didn't want to do is we didn't want to put ourselves in a box in how we support veterans. So we wanted to be very broad. And with that, we came up with our 7 pillars. And if you just give me a minute, I'll roll through the 7 pillars. The first one is employment. We want to help veterans find employment. The second one is healthcare, whether it's wounded warriors, PTSDI. We want to ensure that veterans are able to connect with healthcare in the Atlanta area. Next one is housing. There is a large number of veterans in the greater Atlanta area that don't have a place to live. So we want to help connect the dots with that. Fitness is a big one. And in fitness, there are some great organizations out there that are fitness-based. We talked about, our walk down the hallway this morning about walking or hiking Blood Mountain or hiking North Georgia. And John's got a great, great event that he's planning for our fitness initiative. Community. So community is really important. We laughed at it last week that many of those in the community don't know the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day.
Every year we have to go through this.
So every day. So yeah. Having a community focus to go out there and educate the community.
Yeah.
And finally, business, whether it's a small veteran-owned business or getting veterans into business. We have a great summit coming up September 6th for veteran-owned businesses. I think we'll have about 150 veteran-owned businesses come in, and we'll connect them with both education opportunities, resources, but also how to do business, how to become a certified vendor in our companies.
Mm-hmm. So that's great. The 7 pillars are what Vetlanta is now kind of promoting and building off the future around, and there's lots of opportunities to get involved in there. I need help with community, I think I'm doing good in fitness and other, but community is where I need help. So I'll talk to you guys off air about that.
You were at the last summit? So what did you think of the last summit?
I thought it was fantastic. My first one, I thought that's how they all were. You know, when you started telling the stories about pizza boxes and six packs, I was like, wait a minute, I was just eating shrimp poppers, a fancy white plate. But no, it was great. I met a lot of people. Both personally that I connected with and professionally as well. Looking forward to the next one. I think you said the next one is going to be a little more low key, right?
It's going to be high key. But
okay.
It's going to be our last two or three have been very elaborate. Before the KPMG, Turner hosted at their corporate office. And the next one is going to be on August 11th. It's going to be at UPS corporate headquarters in Sandy Springs. And what we're trying to do is, we're trying to retire the PowerPoint projector.
So make it a more social activity.
We're trying to make it more sociable, but we'd had some big news. So the acting Secretary of the Army, Patrick J. Murphy, actually found us out, and he directed the Soldier for Life program to find out more information on Vetlanta.
Right.
And we have a tentative approval that he's going to come down and be the guest speaker.
Wow.
So I think that's a really big news for us. And then we have two great speakers on tap also. We have Waddy Waddell. Waddy Waddell is a retired lieutenant Air Force, a pilot who was shot down in the Vietnam War. And he was held prisoner from 1967 to 1973.
Oh my
God. And he's an amazing speaker. So we've invited him to come out. And then our third one is Jared Ogden. So if you watch Ultimate Survival Alaska, Jared was the Navy SEAL on there. So the he's also got some tie-ins, a local boy, and he is CEO and president of the Phoenix Patriot Foundation, which is another nonprofit doing some pretty dang good things for veterans.
So you got some great speakers coming up at that Q3 summit. I thought you remember telling me something that was going to be more relaxed, like more social, like more hanging out and talking or
So we're going to have plenty of time to do that. Okay. But when the secretary decided to come, you know, we've had to up our game.
I got you. So definitely want to encourage folks to attend that event. If they want more information or how can they get signed up?
Vetlanta.org.
Atlanta.org. We'll have those links up later on our website at veteransconnectradio.com. So we encourage you that. And then the other event you mentioned, September 6th.
September 6th is going to be a veteran-owned business summit. Mm-hmm. It's also going to be at UPS. And we do a lot of stuff at other companies. So and then our Q4 summit is going to be at Southern Company, Georgia Power corporate headquarters downtown.
Very nice. So, September 6th, you know, Forrest, that might be a good opportunity for you. Like you said, you're looking to connect with other business leaders. So definitely get signed up. Or if you know anyone else who could benefit from that, you get out there and maximize Vetlanta to your potential. Because that's what they're there for, right? They're there for your service to be used by veterans.
I think one of the key things about Vetlanta is all of these for-profit, not-for-profit, educational institutions, governmental agencies, all coming together and actually meeting each other. There's a lot of collaboration. Mm-hmm. The whole thing around VET squared, what I do with Georgia Tech, started at Vetlanta.
From a conversation that you had at Vetlanta.
They called me with this idea about they want to do that. I'm like, okay, let's talk about it. And it's you have all of these folks that come in and they meet each other. And it's happened to me. I've met a number of organizations that are out there helping veterans that I had no clue. I didn't know about Four Block.
No,
not at, and now I've gone out. Now I know who they are. I know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I can help spread the word through my network about what they do.
And it's just so pure. I mean, once you take the fundraising out of it and focus on collaboration and connecting the dots, it's real pure. One of the things that have really surprised John and I is we get a big call to franchise this.
Yeah.
Because a lot of cities are contacting us, are finding out about us, finding out the successes we've had and going, hey, do you mind if will you talk to me? You know, how do I do this? And I had a call with Columbus last week. John has got a meeting in Savannah.
I'm going to Savannah to talk to them about, they want to stand up a vet Savannah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. All it takes is a couple motivated individuals to kind of put this together. And then before you know it, everybody wants to be a part of it. And who knows what the potential could be from there.
Yeah, it really is a grassroots effort.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we don't get paid to do this. It comes from your heart. And it comes from that burning desire. I think it comes from what we all have in common of being brothers and sisters in arms. And it's one of the it's hard to put your finger on it, you know, but it's one of those things where you have a mission, you have a burning internal desire to do this because it's the right thing. To me, it's a way that I can pay back. I want to pay it forward. Mm-hmm. I didn't have this benefit when I retired. The sergeant major probably didn't either because since he retired in 98, we barely had the internet. So now it's our way of trying to pay it forward to all of those that are coming behind us.
Yeah, and then you bring up a good point about the internet. There's so much out there now. Where do you begin? I'm getting out of the Army, and I Google veteran help. You know, there's a million things. So being able to consolidate it locally to find out those different channels that you can rely on, be it educational, health, spiritual, community effort, whatever it may be, there's an outlet for you.
And that's what we hope to accomplish with Vetlanta. When we really start to flesh out these seven pillars, it may turn to eight. I don't know. I mean, we're just going down this journey right now. When we start to really kind of blow this out and we start getting some of these organizations that belong to Vetlanta to sign up to really define what this pillar means and how we can expand that in the Atlanta area, that's when a lot of this is going to start taking hold. Because sooner or later, the state government and the city government in Atlanta is going to figure out who we are if they don't already. And they're going to want to get connected with us.
No, I've mentioned Vetlanta a few times. We do a couple shows here on the network with the Metro Atlanta Chamber. And I've kind of, after a show, said, hey, we would love for you to send any veteran businesses our way. And they all love the idea. They want to get involved. And so I think you're right. We're almost to a tipping point here
we'll
now.
Well,
they'll have to get involved. And then once they do, they're going to jump in head first.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all about building our credibility. Like you said, there's a lot of organizations that are out there, but it's finding who are the effective organizations.
Yeah.
And I think after they come in and meet with us, and then what I always tell people is, hey, before you commit to anything, just show up to one of our summits.
Yeah.
And if you show up to one of your summits, you'll see what we're all about. And like I said before, it's just really pure in nature.
Yep.
So you guys are looking for Vetlanta more corporate donations? You're looking for more veterans to get involved? Or what do you guys need?
We don't want any money.
We don't want any money.
We don't want to do tax returns.
No.
We don't want to do it. Right now, we are a club.
Yes.
And we have kind of made an internal vote with the leadership committee that through this year, I think it was through next year, we're staying a club because we really need to, we're still trying to get our footing. We're only 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, at some point, I think it will become a nonprofit. It almost would have to. When do you reach that point?
Right.
Going out and soliciting funds from corporations and things like that can be a bit of a challenge. But I think once we establish our full credibility and what we're about and who we are, I don't think it'll be that much of a difficult task. I think one of the things that's very important to this is look who belongs to the organization now. We are veterans that are in these large companies, small companies, mid-sized companies, and we understand the politics of the organization. And let me tell you, they're packed full of politics. So how do you maneuver through that to get to the right person, mm-hmm. the decision maker, that can give you the thumbs up or thumbs down?
Right.
That is the key. And I think that's where a lot of the members of Vetlanta, we know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know when to pull the trigger.
Yep.
Right.
Now, right now ain't the time.
So what we need going forward is come out and help. Yeah, just be a part of it. Show up. Showing up is 90% of the battle. But what we need next year is we need sponsors to host summits. Because right now, most of our companies have auditoriums, and our auditoriums are limited between about 150 to 200 people. And we're getting about 250 to 400 people that want to show up at the events.
So more veterans are coming out, so you need larger facilities to host.
So more veterans, more nonprofits, more government agencies. So if your company has a large auditorium that you would like to host the event, or if you're willing to do what KPMG did and rent a facility, please give us a call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then for the average veteran out there who's just getting discharged, who may not know what they're going to, where do they fit into this whole Vetlanta thing?
It's all about, what we said early, networking.
Yeah.
If you can show up and network with this group, just think of it. We have a fairly senior crowd, but what we have even better is we have the veterans in our companies that make it happen. So we have hiring managers. We have people that can point you in the right direction. All of our companies are motivated about mm-hmm. veterans. They understand it. That's why they're there. So it's a perfect place to come out and collaborate and network and build contacts and find out who's hiring.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you don't know, then just get involved. It is a great place to, maybe make a new friend or a new business connection there just at the Vetlanta, the Q3 Summit, or any of the other events that are going on, throughout the year.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good. So again, that's vetlanta.org if you want to get in touch with them. And you can also use the hashtag Vetlanta on Twitter. I've used it a couple times as well. So folks want to, follow that. That's trending out there. So thank you so much, Lloyd and John from Vetlanta, for joining us. We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about a little bit about Boots to Loafers as well, John. We mentioned that at the beginning there. So tell the listeners where they can find the book or get involved with that as an organization.
Yeah, just www.bootstoloafers.com. I'm kind of, now that I've retired from Coke, this is what I'm doing all the time now, mm-hmm. Just promoting that. And then I'm pretty excited about this online course because to my knowledge, nothing like this exists out there that's an online. And the intent here is no matter where you are in the world, you can go out and take this course.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Georgia-based Fort Benning, Fort Stewart, you can take the course, and it's free.
How long is the course?
It's 6 modules, and they're actually tests. So you have to take a test.
Right.
But at the end of it, you get a certification from Georgia Tech that you've completed the course. And it really is the first third of Boots to Loafers, which is all about resume writing, interviewing, communication skills, the job search process, because this is a process.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And the one thing we know well in the military is how you adapt a process and proceed with it. So I'm pretty excited about it to see what we can do to help. There's about 7,000 troops in the Army out of Stewart and Benning. They're going to be leaving the military by the end of this year.
7,000 transitioning soldiers.
Yes.
Right.
And another interesting statistic is anywhere between 1,000 and 1,200 veterans enter Georgia every month looking for a job.
And they're coming from all over the
country.
They're
coming from all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
The data, so if you look on a DD-214, if your home of record is Georgia and you're going to ETS or retire, that DD-214 gets transmitted to the State Department Veterans Affairs from the state, not the federal. So they know who's coming home. And they will then send a packet. They're supposed to send a packet of what your entitlements are to your home of record. That's what I was told it's supposed to happen that way.
I don't remember getting a packet of any kind.
No, well, I'm not. I wasn't from Georgia. I was from Florida. So
no, well, I'm born and raised right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you know, ETS out of Fort Benning, and just drove a couple hours right up the road here back to Atlanta. So that's where we are now. So so very good. So Boots to Loafers is doing good. Vetlanta is doing good. Looking forward to lots of good things at the Q3 Summit. Coming out there, going to have some great guest speakers, good networking opportunities. And according to Roger Rowley, Command Sergeant Major Roger Rowley from 4Block, networking is the key to it all. If you don't know how to network, your resume, your knowledge, your skill set is all taking a back seat, right?
Yeah, absolutely. On the personal side, networking, my first job when I'm getting out of the military was the traditional way, the resume, the interviewing, all that. My last two jobs before I got out of that corporate America thing, anyway, was all people that called me up saying, hey, I got something here. I'd like to talk to you about it. Had no idea who they were, what was going on. It was just simply through the network. So it's all about the networking out there. It's teaching the individuals how to grow their network, how to make it larger. One of the things I like to talk about, there's a young guy up in New York that started taking 4Block as a sophomore. And he's graduating this year. And I ask him, why did you take it every term? And he goes, you want to see the size of my network? And I go, okay. He got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw out a couple little thank yous and stuff. Vetlanta was really instrumental in helping me get a lot of things started here through UPS, Coca-Cola, Home Depot, a number of those. Just talking with people, letting them know what was going on. In some instances, they connected me with the right people. Other times, it was the right person I was talking to. For example, John, was you sending me to Patrick. And that's been the guy that was instrumental. I'd like to call it the guy that founded 4Block, a guy by the name of Mike Abrams, Marine Corps captain, artillery officer, now a lieutenant colonel in the reserves or a major in the reserve. Not sure what he is.
He's a red leg.
He's a red leg. But great guy. Putting this together he was sitting in a classroom trying to figure out what the heck he was going to do. I'm going to be an MBA, and where do I go? And he put together this concept and started working it. The concept is done so well that we are sponsored totally as far as the platform on this, the educational platform through University of Columbia. University of Columbia, is well known in that, but they saw this for something that was needed. And they give us what's called Canvas, and Canvas is on our website or the online learning platform. All our veterans have to do coursework prior to coming to class. Not a lot to it. There is no test. There is no go no go. But they put this thing together, and now we will be their key as far as their veteran side at the University of Columbia is putting together learning platforms through them, and they're pretty sharp with that. They even went forward and gave us Salesforce. If you know what Salesforce is, it ain't cheap. but they gave it to us as a freebie or as a benefit for that. So I really thank them for a lot of what they do. And at my age, if I can manipulate an online learning program and understand what's doing on it, it must be pretty good, and it's sharp. So,
well, good. Sounds like you've got some great partners over there, some great supporters helping you. From your perspective, how is it important, though, for a veteran to get out there and network with non-veterans?
It's absolutely, it's a key to it. You know, if the veteran would understand that most civilians out there absolutely are behind them and support them. They have to learn how to talk a little bit more of the civilian language, but they need to network with them. They're just as important as the veteran.
That's right.
Get out there and don't be scared. Shove your hand out there, introduce yourself, tell your quick story there, you know, where I was, where I am, and where I'd like to go. You make it short, sweet, and to the point, and you'll gather that you know, you'll give potential new contact the information they need to will potentially help you. But grow your network by doing that. Just simply meet people, go to events. When you see something like Vetlanta, go to it. When you see something going on that has, you know, something that you're interested in, join it. Go to it, you know, and build your network.
Very good. Well, yeah, definitely some good inside information from retired Command Sergeant Major Roger Rowley with 4Block. You can find out more information about him and all their service at 4Block.org. And so when you're not out there changing the world of veterans and network, what do you like to do in your off time?
Oh, good God. I like to garden a lot.
You do? You
know, yeah, I dig a lot of holes in my yard and I solve all the problems in the world, but I never thought, you know, never remember what I was thinking about. But I do a lot of that. I also do a little bit of work on the side as far with a couple other veterans in their organizations. I like to make things as far as business how would you say it? I know a lot of very smart veterans that build businesses, but I'm the one that puts the wheels on the car. I'm their little bit of their common sense. That's scary. But anyway.
Well, there you heard it, folks. You can find Sergeant Major out there gardening, digging holes, or working hard behind his mahogany desk over there at 4Block and helping veterans you know, find the career path that they so desire when they're in school and looking to transition out. So if we can help you further your message or amplify your voice even louder, we'd be happy to do so. Please do come back and be a guest anytime on Veterans Connect Radio.
Would love to.
All right. Thank you so much. And for you, Forrest, where can people find you? You got any events coming there? Lawrenceville County Fair or City Fair coming up? Or you get out there and do like parades or anything?
Yes, I was in the Killa Memorial Parade.
Nice.
I don't have any upcoming events as of right now, though.
That must have been fun, though. You could drive the truck in the parade
it was
and everything.
Nice. A lot of exposure. A lot of people came out. Yeah. It's a great event.
Kids love that truck, I bet, too. They want to touch it and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They want to ride in it.
Yeah. Right. And you just got to be careful. You're driving the speed limit. And so people could, you're highly recognizable out there on the roads for sure. So if people need more help from you and your junk removing, J-Dog junk removing and hauling, how would they find you?
They can find me at jdog.com or they can find me on Facebook, JDog of Gwinnett.
And we'll have those links later up on our website at veteransconnectradio.com. So thank you, everybody, for joining in here in the studio today. And thank you, listeners, for the continued support. Stay tuned for our next episode, which will be June 20th, Monday, 11:30 a.m. We'll be featuring some other veterans here in the Atlanta area. In the meantime, make sure you're connected with us on Twitter at VetConnectRadio. We also like to use the hashtag VetsConnect. And check us out on Facebook as well, Veterans Connect Radio there. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.